The Blaze Radio Network. On demand.
It's not just about good health, it's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com. WildRice.com.
We also have something up about there was a teacher here in Texas, actually in Dallas, a high school teacher who was giving extra credit to her students, but only if they got a flu vaccine. So it brought up the question of is this medical coercion? Does, you know, a public school teacher really have, you know, is that pushing the boundaries? Should she be offering extra credit for, you know, kids to get a pharmaceutical product?
No, of course not. First of all, it has nothing to do with your grades or school. Even the stretch that, well, we want them to have a vaccine because other kids could become infected. Here's the flaw with that logic, where everybody says, Sarah, if you don't get your kid vaccinated, then you bring them to school, they're going to infect other kids. No, because the other people's kids would be vaccinated. Right? I'm saying, yes. So this is coercion.
Absolutely. Well, and, you know, what's worse is that one of the student's parents, she emailed the teacher and she said, hey, look, we have health issues in our house. I spoke with her. She has a health issue that prevents her from being around people who have had live vaccines, things like that. Her doctor actually told her, you know, you cannot do that.
Interesting.
And so she said, we have health issues that prevent us from getting the flu vaccine in our house. What are the alternative options for extra credit? And the teacher said, there are none. That's the only one I'm offering. So, I mean, then it brings up, okay, isn't this discriminatory?
Absolutely. And let's be honest, this has become a political issue. Wrong or right, it is. There are those of us that question vaccines, those of us who say, I absolutely don't want vaccines, those of us who like vaccines. I'm on the leaning to the side of questioning vaccines. I think we probably overdo it, but I still will use them and get them for my kids, depending on what they are.
Right. Yeah. Well, I mean, I just think, you know, I am definitely questioning, but this particular issue is more about the choice. You know, here in Texas, we are allowed to, we have exemptions, we have vaccine exemptions. Mm-hmm. So kids can, you know, you can put an exemption form in for even just conscientious, just you don't agree with it, religious or conscientious exemptions or medical exemptions. So being that we have exemptions and being that the flu vaccine isn't even one of the vaccines that is required to go into public schools, it just gets really dicey for this teacher. And then, so the principal said that that she wouldn't be able to, she wouldn't do the extra credit anymore. Mm-hmm. But a teacher that I taught, or a parent that I talked to, said that her son told her that the teacher is not telling the kids that they're not receiving extra credit for that anymore. So they're still going out and getting the vaccine, not knowing that they're not getting extra credit for it anymore.
Hey, I didn't study at all. Oh, and now I don't get credit for the vaccine. Oh, that sucks or whatever. And you know the thing
is, this is why our education system is terrible.
Well, Sarah, think about this. I mean, really, should extra credit exist? You got credit for doing something that was outside the syllabus. I mean, this is what's required of you to achieve certain marks, to get certain grades, or to be prepared for a test or whatever. Why would you? Extra credit was always silly to me.
If you do the assignments, you shouldn't have to worry about extra credit.
Well, that's true. There are some overachievers in the world, right? So I feel like extra credit, I can understand if it's something that's still related to the class and to the kids' education. So if they want them to go, you know, above and beyond, and, you know, they have an assignment that is still related to the coursework, I think, I'm all for that. If you want those overachiever kids who, I mean, you know, they're going to grow up and do something great, then let them go ahead and receive that extra credit. But extra credit for something like, you know, receiving a flu vaccine or, you know, attending some event. You know, I know in high school we had, you get extra credit if you go to the band concert. I mean, that's a little ridiculous.
Sure.
It's not just about good health. It's about good food. Hi, it's Doc Thompson for Minnestalgia Foods and Wild Rice. Edible memories from Minnesota's Northwoods. Wild berries, jellies and syrups, pepper jams that me and my family love, whipped honeys, maple syrup, maple sugar, plus wild rice and wild rice mixes like pancake mix, soup mixes, waffle mix, and hot cereals. BlazeWildRice.com to see all of their products. It's BlazeWildRice.com because most people can't remember how to spell Minnestalgia, myself included. Check out BlazeWildRice.com.
Knowledge is power. Tweet at us with the hashtag #WhatILearnedToday. This is the Morning Blaze with Doc Thompson on the Blaze Radio Network.